You're listening to 91.3 Sport FM.
Yes, Adam Simpson there speaking to the media. Ahead of a big game this weekend, Gold Coast, they'll be taking him on over there. No Harley Reid, they're resting him. Very interesting after his fantastic performance last week. We're going to go through that game and all the other AFL games as well. And to do that, I'm joined by the man from the Footy Yarn, Hayden Narducci. Hello, Hayden.
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Great to have you back on the program. Big couple of days of AFL football. It kicked off on an Anzac Day Eve, and then we saw a fantastic Anzac Day yesterday. Did you take most of the games in?
Yes, yeah, so I was at the game on Wednesday, better or for worse. It was a bit of a snooze fest, that one. Pretty boring. Richmond had a lot of opportunities there to at least be competitive towards the back end of that game, but just didn't capitalise on them, and the Seas ran away with it. And, yeah, the two games last night, obviously, the big Anzac Day clash, finishing the draw. You're a prize, man. How are you feeling watching the faster than last few minutes of that one?
No, it's a different feeling when your team plays and draws. You automatically go, oh, where's extra time? There should be extra time. But I imagine if I was watching a neutral game, I'd probably be okay with the draw, but it was certainly a fantastic game of footy. Both teams had their chances to win, but couldn't get it done, could they?
No, I think Carl Langford will be ruining himself, and Jamie Elliott as well. You know, dying minutes, both them having an opportunity to put the game to bed and just not capitalising on it.
Yeah, very disappointing, but certainly a fantastic game of footy. And Essendon now sitting at 4-2 and a draw in sixth position. They'd be pretty happy with this start of the year for them.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rogue one, to have the draw in this early. But, yeah, they're in the eight. They're in sixth spot, so they're looking pretty good, the Bombers, so far. And to be competitive against a team like Collingwood's huge for them. But they just have had their low point very, very low so far this season, which is the main cause for concern. The fact that those losses have been such bad losses and such poor showing. They just want to maybe close the gap between their best and worst footy, I reckon.
Then the night game yesterday, we saw GWS and Brisbane go head-to-head. I really thought Brisbane might have fired a shot here. They certainly didn't. They got whacked. And are there major concerns now for the Brisbane Lions?
I reckon there is. I really had a lot of faith in the Lions for this game. I thought maybe they'd show out. No Sam Taylor for the Giants. No Toby Green for the Giants. And yet the Lions still just couldn't capitalise. Another game where they kicked more behinds than goals. I don't know what that tells you about their side. But, from the Giants, focusing on positives. Callum Brown was spectacular. He's had such a great start to the season. He kicked three goals. Someone I'm a huge fan of, Darcy Jones, West Aussie boy, kicked his first goal, kicked his second goal as well. Two goals. He had about 15 odd touches in the game, so he was really impressive. I thought there was just a lot to like from the Giants again, from a team that's been so spectacular to start the season. See them continue that at home against a side that probably should be better than they've showed. I think it's impressive from them, and yeah, pretty disappointing and lacklustre start of the season for the Lions.
Let's look at the games remaining for the round. It's tonight at Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide and St Kilda. Do we give the Saints any chance of causing a boil over here, or will Port Adelaide get it done pretty comfortably?
The Saints have been pretty similar to Essendon, maybe not to the positive or negative extent, but they've shown that they can be a very good side this year. So it's tough to say, but I think more often than not they've shown that they're looking pretty disappointing. So I would be backing the Power here. At Adelaide Oval, they seem to dish up there, so I'd definitely be backing into Power.
We then see North Melbourne and Adelaide on Saturday at Blundstone Arena. Adelaide desperately needing a win. Is this a game, though, that North Melbourne might be able to cause a little bit of an upset in Tassie?
I reckon so, and I'll be up front now. I'm going to be very biased about this game. A good friend of mine, Riley Hardiman, is making his debut, so flying over to Hobart for this one. Certainly an expensive trip, probably the most expensive game of footy I'll be going to. But, hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully it dishes up. The Crows have had such terrible starts to the season. You'd imagine this is where they turn it around. But, if they lose this one, the Crows will be languishing right towards the bottom of the pack. So, got to be back in the roos here. I think the Crows will struggle to get this one done.
Potentially game of the round, this one, Geelong and Carlton. Geelong undefeated at the moment. Carlton going along nicely as well. How are you seeing this one at the G?
Yeah, interesting one. Geelong has been a great team. They've really performed all across the park. They haven't had a single player have more than 30 touches in a single game so far. And you see players like Ryan Myers, Tanner Brewin, Max Holmes, players that probably aren't their stars really dishing up and being some of their best contributors, I think is really exciting. But for the Blues, Sam Walsh is in terrific form now that he's back. You know, the forwards of Curto and Mackay are so tough, they're any defensive duo to contain, and I don't think the Cats maybe have the personnel to contain them. So we'll be back in the Blues for this one.
Then we see the Dockers on Saturday night. They definitely need to bounce back from last week. The Dogs are a team that show their best sometimes and then their worst. It's at Optus Stadium. Who do you see winning this one?
Yeah, a few changes for the Dockers in this one. Jai Amos is pretty big out. The other boy is just getting dropped. So I like to see Heath Chapman back in. He's a terrific player when he's fully fit and firing. So excited for that. Pat Boss and Cooper Simpson both debuting for the Dockers. Really exciting. Bossy a bit of a crash and bash key forward, and Cooper Simpson a sort of smaller mid forward who could probably help with their woes at adding first effect in the mid and the forwards. For the Dogs, Liver coming in is pretty huge as well. So could be an interesting one. I'll be back in the Dockers yet. Three really tough painful weeks for them on the trot. Especially last week, I reckon they'd be pretty flat after that one. So hopefully they bounce back from here.
Then we move on to Gold Coast and West Coast. West Coast, two wins in a row. They'll be going in feeling pretty confident, but they have decided to rest Harley Reid. Do you think that that's a good move from the Eagles sticking with that, or do you think they should have played him?
I think so. I think you look back to last year with Reuben Jinbi, I feel like he got overworked a lot. He was having to be their number one midfielder in his first season, and I don't think Harley's had to be that. He's had Yo and Kelly contribute a lot more this year than they did last year, which is very good, but I think it's important to rest these players, to manage them over time. And you know, you can tell it's not a form thing, it's not an attitude thing. And West Coast, I don't think they're competing for finals this year. I think they know that. So, you know, just a health precaution, it sort of makes sense. They've got a lot of really good in those good ins to cover him. It looks like Liam Wright will be returning in this game. Tom Barras is another huge out for them as well. And for the Suns, they're so good at match, gone up on the Gold Coast, and they've really shown a lot this year, especially with some of their young players. We'll be back in a Sunday.
Then we get to the final game of the round, Hawthorn taking on Sydney. The Hawks coming off a win, so they should have a little bit of confidence. The Swans are flying along beautifully at the moment, and they're going to be celebrating Buddy Franklin at this game as well. I believe he's going to be at the match, so adds a little bit of something to that contest.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that last fact, but yeah, for the Hawks, it's two huge infield potential wins here, both likely to prove their fitness. That's Will Day and Mitch Lewis, probably two players who are in their top five players at the club, so pretty big for them. For the Swans, no major changes, it seems. There's a few names that could come in, but no one real massive. So, yeah, as a G, Hawthorn tends to get one or two of these big upsets every year, even when they're languishing towards the bottom. We know their best footy is capable to compete with the most entirety of the competition, but they just show their worst footy a lot more often than not. But I'll tell you what, I reckon I'll be tackling the Hawks for this one. If Day and Lewis come back, I think those are two huge ins that could really help midfield forward. Backline hasn't been too bad this season, so yeah, I'll be backing in the Hawks again.
Big upset, the Hawks to get over the Swans. After we mentioned about the draw earlier in the Anzac Day game, I'll ask the question that always gets asked after a draw. Do you think there should be extra time, or do you like having the draw?
I think I like having the draw. It's an interesting one. If you can't split the two sides, then so be it. They get to share the points. And I think the logistics and scheduling issues is always going to be issues with trying to be able to have extra time there just in case as a secondary option. I think for finals, obviously, you know, we go to extra time or some variation like that. But yeah, for the regular season, I'm happy with just calling it a draw. And I think it adds a bit more excitement to the game. I think when you know the game could be heading towards a draw, it's pretty exciting. It does feel like a letdown when the siren does go, but those minutes towards the final siren,
well, Hayden, it's going to be a massive round of AFL. Enjoy your time in Tasmania. I'm sure it'll be a great game of footy, and thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Beautiful. Thank you for having me, Matthew.